This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the Group of Seven industrial nations have agreed on an infrastructure plan for developing nations to challenge China's global initiatives. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Biden's campaign to unify the world's democratic leaders to compete economically with China reached a turning point at the summit. Biden held talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, who was happy to have a cooperative ally after 4 years of a Trump presidency, which had strained Franco-US relations.
I think it's great to have a US president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
Biden also met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who downplayed differences on China and a pipeline that would transport natural gas from Russia to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. Nevertheless, Biden articulated his support for the EU to handle its economic issues.
The European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity.
Karen Chamas, London.
Indirect talks between Tehran and Washington on reviving the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal resumed in Vienna Saturday, as the European Union said negotiations were intense and Germany called for rapid progress. The sixth round of talks kicked off as usual with a meeting of remaining parties to the deal, Iran, Russia, China, France, Britain, Germany, and the European Union, in the basement of a luxury hotel. The U.S. delegation to the talks is based in a hotel across the street, as Iran refuses face-to-face meetings. The talks' chief coordinator, EU foreign policy official Enrique Mora, who is leading the shuttle diplomacy between Iran and the United States, has said he expects a deal in this round of talks. Other envoys, however, are more cautious, saying many different